Colgate Tooth Powder brings you the Theater of Romance. Tonight, Shirley Booth in Ball of Fire. Tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you the Theater of Romance with your favorite stars in your favorite stories and plays. And here is your host to tell you about tonight's play, the comedy Ball of Fire, starring Shirley Booth.
Good evening. As our story opens, we find ourselves at the Walter Lamb Foundation in New York. Seven elderly professors and one youngish one are engaged in the compiling of an encyclopedia. The youngest, one Professor Bertram Potts, is at the present occupied in composing an article on slang for the encyclopedia.
Gentlemen, I'm going out this evening. I have a little research to do.
Really, Professor Potts? I thought your article on slang was finished.
I tore it up last night.
Why?
I had a little talk with Mike the garbage man yesterday. You know, he used words I never heard of. Do you know what a smackaroo is, Audley?
I can't say that I do.
Well, a smackaroo is a dollar, pal.
Oh, really? I never would have guessed it.
So is a simoleon, a fish, a buck, and a rug. I wrote 23 pages based on reference books 20 years old. Take smooch, take dish, take gate, take hoity-toit. Not one of them included. So, I'm going to see Ball of Fire about it.
A what?
A Ball of Fire. English translation, smart tomato. Mike says she'll put me right in the groove.
Where do you find this Ball of Fire?
She sings at a nightclub. I'm going down there tonight. Her name's Sugar Puss O'Shea.
Gertie?
Sugar Puss, you got to scram out of this club right away on account of Benny the Creep had an accident.
Serious?
Sorta. He's dead.
Gee, that's too bad, but what's that got to do with me?
The DA's just picked up Joe Lilac, and now he's looking for you.
Me? Why?
Well, you're Joe's girl, ain't you? He told me he was with you all last Sunday.
Well, he wasn't.
That's why he don't want you picked up, Sugie. So you got to hide out.
Yeah? Who is it?
I wish to see Miss O'Shea in regard to an investigation I'm conducting.
Uh-oh. Just a minute. Get in that closet, Gertie. I'll get rid of him.
Okay.
How do you do, Miss O'Shea?
Hello.
I hate to intrude like this, but mine is a very thankless task.
Stop beating up with the gums. What is it?
What was that?
Get this. I don't know from nothing.
But you do. Every word you say proves as much. You're just the person I'm looking for.
Who are you, anyhow?
I am a professor of English, B.A. Princeton, 1933, M.A. Harvard, 1934, Ph.D., University of Cambridge.
Oh, I see, just a square from Delaware. What is this investigation of yours, Professor?
Slang. Current slang. Would you object if I used you for observation and study? If I could have your assistance for your days, it would be ideal.
Shove in your clutch. I won't be here after tonight.
Well, if you could change your mind by any chance... Here's the address of the foundation. It's my residence as well.
All right, now. Scraw, screw, scram. Oh,
the whole conjugation.
Say, will you...
All right, I'll scraw. Good night, Miss O'Shea.
All right, Gertie. You can come out now.
We've got to get you out of here tonight, Sugar Puss.
Where am I going, home?
No, you can't go there. They'll have it covered.
Well, just what do you suggest I do?
Let me see the card that professor gave you, Sugar. I think maybe I got an idea.
That's our doorbell.
Audley Lansford. Go on, Potts, go on. We all got out of bed to hear the results of your research, so please continue with it.
It seems the word puss means face, as, for instance, sour puss, pickle puss. Sugar puss implies a certain sweetness in her appearance.
Oh, what?
Look what I found.
Hello. Hello, kids. I considered your proposition, Professor Potts, and I said to myself, "Fool, who am I to give science a brush?" So here I am.
Miss O'Shea, these are my colleagues. I must apologize for the lack of costume.
Oh, that's all right, Professor. Gee, I've seen men in dressing gowns before. I used to watch my brother shave.
Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks. Hey, look at all the books. Greek philosophy, huh? I got a set like that. with a radio inside. How do we start, Professor?
Very simple. If you'll be here tomorrow morning, not later than 9:30.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay. Where do I sleep?
What do you mean?
Where do you sleep? Where's your home?
Up on Riverside, but I'm going to stay here.
Here? Oh, just a moment, Miss O'Shea. We're all bachelors except Professor Oddly, and he's a widower. There are certain conventions which even the most free-thinking society must respect.
Come here, kitty. Look down my throat, will you?
Your throat?
May I?
Help yourself.
What is it, Professor Mangenbrook?
There is possibly a slight rosiness in the laryngeal region.
You bet there is. It's sore. Say, who are you?
Professor Mangenbrook is our physiological expert. And this is Dr. Gurkakoff, and this is Professor Robertson.
Oh, not so fast. Just let it creep up on me.
How do you do?
Come here, Professor. Physiology. You know, for all I know, I got a fever. Feel my forehead.
Yes, it's quite possible.
I'm cold and wet, and my throat's sore.
Dear me.
Yeah, he wants to throw me out in that rain now.
Really, I don't understand you, Potts. Why take chances?
This is valuable material. Think of your article, Bertram.
If I may venture a suggestion.
Why, yes, Professor Oddly.
I can bunk in with Professor Robertson. Why couldn't the young lady stay in my room?
Why, thanks. That's wonderful of you, Professor Oddly. I accept with gratitude.
This is highly irregular. Think of the reputation of the encyclopedia.
What are you talking about? This is research. Who was that guy who learned so much from watching an apple drop?
Isaac Newton, 1642 to 1727, the law of gravity.
That's him. I want you to look at me as just another apple, Professor Potts. Just another apple. What are you looking so unhappy about?
I was thinking of still another apple that grew in the Garden of Eden.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Romance is the frosting on the chocolate of love. It's the cherry in the sundae, the spice in the cake. It's the very sweetness of love. Wouldn't you hate to have that sweetness go sour? Well, take care to keep out the love thief, that little breath of trouble. Yes, I mean unpleasing breath. What to do? Why, it's very simple. Just brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Yes, night and morning and before every date. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10... Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And let me tell you, no dentifrice at any price will clean your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Reasons enough, wouldn't you say, to buy Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. Why not get it tonight?
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
The second act of Ball of Fire, starring Shirley Booth, with Sidney Smith as Professor Bertram Potts. 3 days later, Professor Potts is still earnestly conducting his session on slang in the library.
Thank you for a most illuminating dissertation on the phrase nerds to you. I'm very grateful to you. There is one word I would like to take up now. I think you used it only yesterday in reference to my cuffs. The word is corny.
Sure. Your cuffs are corny.
Because of the cornstarch in them?
Because this is 1945.
Mm-hmm. So, corny means old-fashioned.
Sure. And there's lots of kind of corn, Professor. Giving a girl your fraternity pin. I'll keep it forever. That's corny, too.
I see.
Or take a joke. That's no lady. That's my wife. That's corn right off the cob.
Right off the cob.
Yeah, and when a guy comes to see a girl and says, "Let's turn off the light. It hurts my eye." That's corn.
The implication is that the guy was trying to pull some hoity-toity.
Ah, that's right. You're catching on, Professor.
Corn is old-fashioned, countrified, sentimental.
Yeah.
All right. Let us continue with the word Screwball.
Well.
Will you excuse me, Bertram? There's someone waiting to see Miss O'Shea in the parlor.
Waiting to see me?
All right, Miss O'Shea. You may go.
Thank you.
Hello, Sugar.
Oh, Gertie. Gee, I was afraid you were someone from the DA's office. I read in the papers that Joe's out. Do I have to stay in hiding anymore?
Yeah, the DA's still laying for you, Sugar. Joe's lawyer sprung him. But if the DA can find you and prove that Joe wasn't with you at the time Benny was killed, that is the end.
Don't Joe trust me?
Oh, sure, sure, Sugar. He said to tell you he wants to marry you as fast as we can work it out.
Is it love or because a wife can't testify against her husband?
Oh, what do you care? The wedding's got to be a fast one, over in Jersey someplace. Joe says for you to lie low and to stick close to the Amici.
The what?
The telephone. Joe will call around 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock. I'll be waiting.
Miss O'Shea, now that you're better, I must ask you to leave.
Leave? Why, Professor?
Miss O'Shea, I want you to look at our project, I mean the encyclopedia, as a voyage. A long, hard, tedious voyage from A to Z. For the last 4 days, we have been drifting, Miss O'Shea. The needle of the compass doesn't point to the magnetic pole anymore.
No? Where does it point?
To your ankles.
Oh. Oh, come. Well, these are a bunch of grown men.
That's just it.
Yeah, but, how about your slang? There's a lot of words we ain't caught up with. For instance, do you know what this means? I'll get you on the Amici.
No.
The Amici is a telephone. You know, on account of he invented it.
Very interesting. And make no mistake, I shall regret the absence of your keen mind. Unfortunately, it is inseparable from an extremely disturbing personality.
All right, Crabapple Annie. I'll leave sometime tomorrow.
Crabapple Annie. That implies I'm puritanical and narrow-minded. I'm not. I'm a perfectly normal man with perfectly normal instincts.
But with an awful high Berlin prank.
Not even that. I, too, have been acutely aware of your presence. Twice, to be exact. Once when you leaned over my shoulder to correct my spelling of the word hepcat. I could feel your breath in my ear. Then yesterday afternoon, you happened to stand against the window with the sunlight in your hair.
And what did you do about it?
I left the room, dipped my handkerchief in cold water, and applied it to the back of the neck, right here. Right here, where the nerve center is.
Oh. Well, I guess the time has come for me to spill it. Professor, why do you think I came here in the first place?
To assist in the research.
I did not. I came on account of you, because I wanted to see you again. I couldn't stop thinking about you after you left my dressing room. I thought you were so big and cute and pretty.
Pretty?
That means handsome, you big dope.
Handsome? Me?
Bertram, put your arms around me. Just once. Just once. You know, to see if you like it.
No, Sugar, no, no, no.
Now, don't start looking around for some water. Come on, Bertram, put your arms around me.
Well.
Yeah, that's better. That didn't hurt a bit. Did that hurt? No. Now, I think as long as you've got your arms around me, that you might just as well kiss me.
Well.
Oh, Bertram. Come on, let's try that again.
My dear colleagues, Miss O'Shea and I have something to tell you all. We're in love and we're going to be married.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Hello? Who's calling, please? Oh, thank you. It's for you, Shuggy. It's your daddy calling, he said.
Daddy? Oh. Hello? Hello, Daddy. Where are you?
Some whistle snort in Jersey. How you been, Sugar? I hear you've been hiding out with the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, and it's kind of indicated I better get out quick. One of the professors got off the beam a little. A slight case of Andy Hardy.
Yeah, Listen, babe, everything's set. Got the license and the justice of the peace lined up. I'm trying to figure out how to get you here.
Sugar, if you don't mind, dear, I'd like to have a few words with your father.
Oh, all right, Bertram. Daddy,
mm-hmm.
That professor I was telling you about wants to talk to you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mr. O'Shea, my name is Bertram Potts.
Hello, son.
I judge your daughter has told you of my aspirations in her regard.
Oh, please, Bertram.
Son, you've just given me a great idea. I don't know whether Sugar Puss told you, but, well, she's our only child.
I'll do my best, Mr. O'Shea, to make her happy.
Mother and I would like to meet you. Suppose you bring the kid right out here. We can have the ceremony right here in our hometown of Rancocas. Let me speak to Sugar, will you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that. I'll bring her to Rancocas tomorrow. Your father wants to talk to you, Sugar.
Yeah?
Okay, Sugar. This solves your transportation problem. Don't forget to wear a nice thick veil over your face and bring a couple of the other old beavers along in the car.
But listen, Daddy, maybe there's some other way. I don't want to take him for that kind of a ride.
It's all right, Sugar. I'd like to ride. I'll take a couple of days off.
Oh, we'll all go, all of us.
Listen, Sugar, there's an auto court just outside of town called the Friendly Stopover. You get there by tomorrow evening, we'll be there sometime during the night. I'll see you later, Sugar. Good night.
Daddy! Joe! Daddy! Oh!
Careful, Sugar.
Fudge!
Your cabin comfortable, Audley?
Oh, extremely. It's a friendly stopover, and what a charming place it is, too. How's your cabin, Bertram?
Oh, fine. Something wonderful has happened to me. I'm a man in love, and it's the first time in my life. I want to crush her in my arms. I think of her every waking moment. Why, I don't even know my tenses anymore. I've gone goofy, completely goofy, bim, buggy, slap, happy.
Oh, Bertram. Bertram, darling.
Oh, Sugar, you were listening.
I couldn't help hearing. I was just passing outside. Oh, Bertram, I'm so glad to hear you. You changed everything in the world for me, you big stupid oaf. You just changed everything in the world. You know what that means in your language?
I know what that means in any language.
I love you. Oh, Bertram, I love you.
Bertram! Bertram!
Shh, can't you see he's busy?
But this is more important than that. You're wanted right away in my bungalow, Bertram. Right away, please.
All right, Professor Mangenbrook.
I'll come with you.
No, Miss O'Shea, you stay here.
Well, hello, Bertram. Oh, I figured you'd look like these other squats, but I see you're younger. I'm Sugar's daddy.
Oh, yes, of course, Sugar's father.
No, wise guy, your boyfriend, Joe Lilac. It's kind of counting on Sugar to tell you the score.
He's trying to say this entire wedding trip of ours is one vast lie.
I don't understand.
It seems, my dear Bertram, that Sugar Puss has been using us to circumvent the police.
I don't believe it.
Sorry you got took for a ride, Bertram, but you got took, so here's a century to cover all expenses. Now I'll collect my bride and get going.
If you're referring to me, Joe Lilac, you're laboring under a misapprehension.
Oh, hello, Sugar. What do you mean?
I mean we ain't getting married, Lilac, now or ever. Here's your ring.
Sugar.
Bertram, I got a lot of explaining to do to you, if you'll let me.
I don't want any explanation, Sugar.
You don't mean you're going to marry this fugitive from Take It or Leave It?
I'm going to marry him.
Why?
For a reason that'll seem very funny to you. I happen to love him. No, I don't expect you would understand. I don't exactly understand it myself, but I'm a changed person, Joe. Now, you get out of here.
But don't forget, the police are looking for you, Sugar.
Don't you forget it, Joe. I don't think they'll have much interest in Mrs. Bertram Potts if you don't have any interest in her. So long, Joe.
Okay, Sugar, if that's the way you want it. But I think you're nuts. So long.
I'll leave you two alone.
Bertram, I owe you a very big apology.
You just made it by sending Joe Lilac on his way.
Oh, darling. Darling, you know, I could tell Isaac Newton a few things myself. About how an apple falls, for example.
How's that, darling?
Like a ton of bricks, brother. Like a ton of bricks. Come on, Bert. Let's go outside and hold hands.
Isn't that a little corny, darling?
No, darling. It's only corny when someone else does it. When we do it, it's on the beam. Slightly terrific and...
Out of this world?
Yes, darling. Out of this world.
Thank you. strange what's happened to Molly. She used to be so jolly, so gay and lighthearted. Everyone liked her. But now she's melancholy Molly, and the only dates she gets are the eating kind. A little breath of trouble has made her unpopular. Well, what a pity, because if she only knew it, she could do something about this breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. You can, too. Just brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. In 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So use Colgate tooth powder for all it's worth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Next week, Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance will bring you the charming star of radio, stage, and screen, Miss Mary Astor, in the memorable romantic drama, The Shining Hour, the story of a bride bound by a loveless marriage who falls deeply in love with her husband's brother on coming to the family home.
In tonight's play, Ball of Fire, Miss Shirley Booth starred as Sugar O'Shea. Bertram Potts was played by Sidney Smith. The story was adapted especially for this program by Gene Holloway. The music was composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow, and the entire production was directed by Mark Sloan. Ball of Fire was produced by Samuel Goldwyn, whose latest Technicolor picture is The Princess and the Pirate, starring Bob Hope.
Doctors prove Palm Olive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, prove the 14-day Palm Olive plan improves all types of skin. Dry, rough, oily, young, older. Here's all you do.
Wash your face with Palm Olive soap. Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palm Olive lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days.
That's all. This cleansing massage brings your skin Palm Olive's full beautifying effect. Remember, doctors prove the Palm Olive plan can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. So see what Palm Olive can do for your own skin in 14 days.
Until next Tuesday night, when Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance will bring you Mary Astor in The Shining Hour, this is your host saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
Whose child will be next? What little boy or girl jumping for joy today will tomorrow be struck down by the crippler? The figures are frightening. Last year, infantile paralysis claimed 19,000 victims, mostly children. Thousands were crippled for life. Many more thousands may be crippled this year if you don't help. Your dimes and dollars can help those already crippled and contribute aid for this year's victims. Don't delay. Join the March of Dimes today. Send your dimes and dollars to President Roosevelt at the White House or to your local infantile paralysis chapter. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.